perception.
5 to 9, ABC Global Murray Mornings. It's Joseph Thompson with you. Alpine cattle, and yesterday Federal Environment Minister Tony Burke said he'd been advised that cattle have been removed entirely from the Alpine National Park. Now, we've sought comment from Mr. Burke, but not available to speak to us this morning. Ryan Smith, Victorian Environment Minister. Ryan Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Joseph. How are you going?
Pretty good. Tony Burke, Federal Environment Minister, in his announcement yesterday said that he still doesn't know whether you intend to put cattle back when it comes to next summer, next grazing season. What are you going to do?
Well, we're going to look at the data that's been being collected during the first action of the trial, and we're going to put together a research program for the future.
So what does that mean?
Well, that means basically that we're still committed to understanding whether or not cattle grazing can be used to mitigate fire risk, and the data that we've collected in the last few months will be used to put together a plan to take that trial forward.
Tony Burke has suggested, or he appears to be suggesting, that he hasn't received enough information to determine whether or not it needs to be referred to him.
Well, the fact of the matter is that he, as I said on your show before, has planned it to ensure that he doesn't have to demand too much. The first action has finished. There is nothing to refer to him because the cattle, as part of the normal grazing season, have left the Alpine region. So there's nothing to refer to him as such. We're putting together the plan for the next part of the trial, and that will be referred to him if we deem that it may require him to look at it.
Ryan Smith, the Victorian Environment Minister. You must know what you're going to do next season.
Absolutely not. I'm not preempting anything. And that's, as I've said to you before, we're taking a very cautious and careful approach. We're going through the process. Well, we're not making grandstanding comments. We're actually trying to do something serious here that's ultimately the purpose of which is to protect our rural communities from bushfire.
Why can't you just do this trial outside the national park itself? Couldn't you then determine the same thing and come up with the same results?
Well, I think that we've said before that there's been the region presents an opportunity to actually use the research that we can get from putting them in there is what's best able to be used to determine whether or not it's necessary or not.
Does that mean that there is some particular reason why you can't conduct the same trial outside of the Alpine National Park?
The Alpine National Park gives us a unique opportunity for an area that's been previously grazed and then in the last few years not. I've been advised that it's the right kind of diversity of vegetation there to actually inform the trial properly.
We've had one caller in the last couple of days. He used to graze his cattle in the Barmer State Forest, and he says he wasn't allowed to keep on doing that, and yet here is a trial which continues under circumstances which could have also been trialled at the Barmer State Forest for so-called scientific reasons. He says that's hypocritical. Why aren't you conducting the same trial in the Barmer State Forest or indeed any other state forest?
Look, we've picked the four areas, we've picked the six areas very carefully to ensure that we had minimum environmental impact during the trial phase. So, you know, suggestions that it could be anywhere or that the trial should be more widespread, I mean, it's just we're going one step at a time. We're taking a very cautious and careful approach.
You're putting together a scientific advisory group on grazing. You've called for nominations.
That's right.
But if you don't know yet whether the trial is going to continue, what's the point of having a scientific advisory committee on it?
Well, the trial will continue. We just haven't put together the details of how it will go forward. And as I said, we're taking a careful approach. We're using the data collected over the last few months to inform the next stage. But we also want to be very open and transparent so that when the plan is put together, when Professor Adams is advising us on it, there will be a panel overseeing that who can ask the questions that perhaps need to be asked.
All right, just to confirm, you said the trial will continue. So does that mean that cattle will be back in the Alpine National Park next season?
It's my intention to continue the trial to ascertain whether we can use cattle grazing as a bushfire mitigation tool.
That would appear to be a yes, Ryan Smith.
Yes.
Got to go for the news. Ryan Smith, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries.
Ryan Smith, who's a Victorian Environment Minister. We've got to get a response and a reaction from the Victorian National Parks Association right after the 9 o'clock news because they've been listening on hold and we'll have a couple of things to say about all of that. It's 9 o'clock.